taste the that wins. Buy any two Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolates. Scan the QR code or WhatsApp Hi to +254 706 152 430 for your chance to win 200,000 kwacha in amazing prizes. Cadbury, there's a glass and a half in everyone. T's and C's apply.
Welcome. You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18:01, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
RDAZ criticizes government over reduced health budget allocation. Ministry of Labour fines Sarazi Logistics of Ndola 20,000 kwacha for labour law breaches. In global news, Iran says US deporting 120 Iranians after deal struck with Tehran. Good evening. With the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours, my name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has expressed disappointment over government's decision to allocate only 10.3% of the 2026 national budget to the health sector. RDAZ President Dr. Portuwe says the reduced allocation from the 10.7% allocated in 2025 is a setback in the country's progress towards meeting regional health financing commitments. Dr. Chiwe says the allocation falls short of the 15% target set by the Abuja Declaration, which Zambia committed to over 20 years ago, adding that this continued underfunding poses a serious threat to the health sector's ability to meet the growing needs of the population. He notes that although some support may be coming from other ministries through projects like CDF-funded ambulances, this supplementation is not sustainable unless it is structured and legally protected. The RDAZ president has since proposed that a fixed portion of the Constituency Development Fund be earmarked specifically for health services across all constituencies. Further, Dr. Chiwe has raised concerns over how the current allocation affects staffing in the health sector, stating that Zambia is unlikely to meet its target of recruiting over 26,000 health workers by 2026, as outlined in the National Health Strategic Plan. Economics Association of Zambia President, Dr. Oswald Mungule has described the 2026 national budget as pivotal and transformative, as it sets the stage for consolidating economic gains made over the past 4 years and positions Zambia to move towards a prosperous middle-income economy. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Dr. Mungule noted that while the economy is trending upward, household benefits may not be immediately felt. He has emphasized that achieving projected 6.4% growth hinges on key assumptions, including single-digit inflation, maintaining international reserves, increasing domestic revenue collection, and restricting domestic debt. Dr. Mungule has also urged recomputing Zambia's stagnant national income, suggesting it may be understated, hindering realistic planning.
We've been staying as a country in those low GDP figures for some time now. And why the association is not disciplining members who are actually colluding on the GDP numbers. That is the major weakness that the association has, and we are trying to now, going forward, to correct this situation by having the Economics Association of Zambia enacted as a professional body.
On the same program, Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPA Research Fellow Peter Mumba, observed that the 250 billion Kwacha 2026 budget remains modest despite being an election year, showcasing government's focus on fiscal consolidation. Dr. Mumba notes that mobilizing over 80% of budget resources locally and progressing in debt servicing signals resilience in managing finances, indirectly addressing high living costs.
Indirectly and generally, the budget does speak to that. And I'm saying this because if you look at some of the issues that drive the cost of living, is the inflation that Doc has adequately talked about. The prices, the rate at which prices change does affect how much the cost of living will be. I mean, if there's high inflation, you do expect people to be spending more money to buy their commodities, their food and stuff. But also beyond that is the issue of electricity. I think electricity now is one of the, first of all, the largest inputs in the cost of in the production process. Number two is also one of the even in households, not only in business but also in households, you find that every household needs to cook.
Yeah.
And when we say there is no electricity, it means that household needs to look for alternative measures.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has fined Sarazi Logistics in Ndola 20,000 kwacha to be paid into the government account by Friday this week for breaching the Employment Code Act No. 3 of 2019, Section 93. The penalty follows an inspection conducted at the company yard this morning, led by Assistant Labour Commissioner Dr. Joseph Kaindama, which revealed several concerns regarding the company's non-compliance with labour regulations. Dr. Kaindama has further ordered Sarazi Logistics to address outstanding sanitary issues within a month, warning that contravention of health-related requirements could result in up to 2 years imprisonment or a fine of 200,000 penalty units. The company has also been directed to appoint safety officers and first aid personnel, establish a health scheme for employees, create strategic exit points at the yard, and implement proper dust suppression measures.
Health, it is very, very serious. We cannot play games on that. And in further to that directive, you have 1 month to make sure that you increase on the number of toilets, you repair on them, and like what she said, that you are working on that. So at the end of that 1 month, remember there is another directive I gave within that 1 month. We'll make a follow-up to come and tell us. Unfortunately, if we don't find anything, it would now be the court processes.
Meanwhile, Sarazi Logistics General Manager Hiren Rithatha has requested support from the Ministry of Labour to sensitize employees on labour laws and the employment code to promote better compliance going forward.
I'm sure if we call right now 10 driver and if you ask them, they know about their rights, okay? But they don't know about their roles and responsibility.
Yes.
As a Zambian citizen, as a driver, I know they're supposed to also follow.
Yes.
Right.
They will talk about the work suit, they will talk about the salary, they will talk about the trip bonus, but they will not talk that, no, 2 days, me, I left the truck at Livingstone, I was not there. Me, I had shortage of 500 liters, but which I never paid. Me, I dumped the truck at the border. I'm sure they never mentioned those things.
In more stories, a headman from Nangoma, Richard Chilimina, along with his two subjects, Baldwin